Saviors of Islam, Saviors of Islam, Saviors of Islam.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Musaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'audhu billahi min shaitan rajim. Bismillahir Rahman Rahim. As-salatu wassalamu alayki ya Rasulullah.
As-salatu wassalamu alayki ya Rasulullah.
Wa ala alik wa sahabiki ya Habiballah.
Wa ala alik wa sahabiki ya Habiballah.
As-salatu wassalamu alayki ya Nabiyallah.
As-salatu wassalamu alayki ya Nabiyallah.
Wa ala alik wa sahabiki ya Nurallah.
Wa ala alik wa sahabiki ya Nurallah.
Viewers of Madri channel, well, inshallah, we'll start with Talawat. Inshallah, Rashid Madani is here. He will give us some Talawat, and then we'll have some Kalam, and then we'll introduce you to the topic again, inshallah. Ji Madina.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Fadkuruni أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين ولا تقولوا لمن يقتل في سبيل الله أموات بل أحياء ولكن لا تشعرون صدق الله العظيم.
سبحان الله.
ما شاء الله. That was a beautiful recitation, and it gave comfort to the heart. I think we all need to make a habit of reading the Quran on a daily basis and listening to the recitation of the Quran. Amila Sunnat in the Madani Namaz card, he advises to read at least 3 ayats from the Quran with translation and commentary. And if we make this habit, inshallah, we'll see a change in our lives. Before we inshallah. Go on to the topic, inshallah, I'm going to request our Rashid Madani to give us a kalam as well, inshallah, and then we'll start with the topic, inshallah.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
Mahabbat mein apni gumaya ilahi na paau main apna pata ya ilahi na paau main apna pata ya ilahi rahu
The actual month of Muharram and its significance in the Islamic calendar and some of the virtues of this particular month. Alhamdulillah, we are blessed today that we have the scholars sitting with me, so inshallah my job will be quite easy, inshallah. They'll do all the talking and I'll do the listening, but we should all do the listening, and hopefully me and you all, we can learn something from the scholars that we got with us here today. Jee Madina, with the significance with regards to this specific month, why is it a significant month in the Islamic calendar?
الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم خالد باي Firstly, congratulations مبروك to yourself and also all the viewers of Madani Channel. Your question was, what is the significance of this month now? It's actually quite beautiful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the Holy Quran, the final revelation, the final words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to the final messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Now, this Quran itself is a miracle, and the Quran itself is something which is granted to all the Muslims. It no doubt holds a great importance for the Muslims. So whenever anything, if you consider for something to be significant, we can judge that just by its relation to the Holy Quran.
SubhanAllah.
If something was stated or mentioned in the Holy Quran, then no doubt that thing, whether it was mentioned explicitly or indirectly, is no doubt significant. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the 9th surah of the Quran, known as Surah Tawbah, إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهر في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that indeed with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala there are 12 months which have been recorded. And from amongst these 12 months, which ever since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created as-samawat wal-earth, ever since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the heavens and the earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, minha arba'atun hurumun. That from amongst these 12 months, there are four. Minha arba'a. There are four, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't stop there. It's not just there are four. Minha arba'atun hurumun. There are four sacred months from amongst the rest of these 12 months.
Allahu Akbar.
Now, from the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, possibly, you know, Sahih Bukhari, definitely Sahih Muslim, many ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we learn which these four sacred months are. The first being the month of Rajab. The second being the month which precedes Zulhijjah, the month of Zulqa'dah. The third is Zulhijjah, and then the fourth, I said the first is Rajab. But you see, the reason why I did mention this, I'll just explain myself also, is that there's a hadith of the Prophet ﷺ who mentions that the Prophet ﷺ states that there are four sacred months. And he mentions there are three consecutive months. The three consecutive months the Prophet ﷺ mentions is Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, and then Muharram. And then the fourth one, the Prophet ﷺ mentions the month of Mudar, also known as Rajab. So this is the fourth sacred month from amongst the 12 sacred months. Now, in chronological order, we can say Muharram is the first month. Why? Because the Islamic lunar calendar, the, you know, there's two calendars. Some people may be thinking, you know, subhanAllah, Madani channel, you're wishing a happy new year. You know, you say Mubarak to everybody. SubhanAllah, for those viewers of Madani channel, I'd like to inform them that, you know, there's one, the Gregorian calendar, which we follow in the United Kingdom and the rest of the world. And then we have the lunar calendar, the Islamic calendar, which commences from the month of Muharram. So one, I also want to give Ustazab a chance to share their pearls of wisdom also. But you know, the question was, what is the significance? One of the, you could say, most important aspects, elements to this, is that this month itself was considered to be sacred, and this has been stated in the Holy Quran.
Its importance has been mentioned in the fact that, yes, it's mentioned in the Quran as an important, the fact that it is mentioned denotes its significance, denotes its importance. But to me, the layman, yeah, I would say, okay, it's mentioned in the Quran, okay, it's one of the four special months, but what makes it special? What is so significant about this month that actually makes it special? Yes, it's mentioned in the Quran, yes, it has, we say, okay, it's got a significance because it's mentioned there. What is so special about this month?
So, you know, a month can be significant for many reasons, not just one reason. And the interesting thing is that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His infinite mercy, how He, you know, they say that the mercy of Allah, you know, looks for excuses, not for, you know, expenses, not for a price. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gifted us, He's granted us these, you know, some people are special, some places are special, and some times are special. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us these special times to seek His mercy, you know, to seek His rahmat, to...
But are you saying then that this month is special because it gives us an opportunity to seek His mercy, seek His rahmat? Is that what you're trying to say?
It is, and it's a month that even before, in the pre-Islamic era as well, we learn from the hadith that these actually 4 months were actually respected even in the pre-Islamic era before Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam blessed the earth with His Milad Sharif. Even before then, the pagans of Arabia, you know, they respected these 4 months. And one specific thing that the Qur'an Park mentions, the verse that Ustad Shabazz was reciting, was that they even used to avoid fighting wars in these times. So it was communal, it's come from even the previous scriptures that these are 4 months that Allah Ta'ala wants you to revere and respect specifically. They would avoid fighting wars, even, you know, they would terminate, they would have peace treaties, and even if they wanted to fight, they would terminate them in these 4 months. And then Islam, you know, when Islam came, it kept that concept of sanctity and sacredness. Islam didn't abolish it. It actually came, it actually emphasized
it. But the fact that, okay, Tiga, so the person that's out there thinking, okay, during this month we're not going to fight. Husband and wife are listening there, they say we're going to stop fighting for this month. But what can I achieve during this month? What can I as a layman achieve during this month other than saying to my wife, I'm not going to fight with you during this month?
Khalifah, subhanAllah, the Ustaz, mashallah, began was actually quite, it was a brilliant point. You mentioned that all time is the same, it's just time.
Okay.
What makes something special is the events which occur during that time.
Okay.
For example, we have the most blessed of nights, the 12th of Rabi'ul al-Awwal. Why? Because the greatest of mankind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was sent to mankind on the day of the 12th of Rabi' al-Awwal. So that's what makes that very special.
Okay.
Now there's another point which Ustaz also mentioned, which inshallah if I get time I'll come to. But even Muharram itself is special in many ways. Okay. One in that it's considered sacred. It's known as Muharram. That's what Muharram means. It's sacred month.
Okay.
Whenever somebody performs any act during this month, then the reward of the act is multiplied.
Okay.
And similarly, whenever somebody commits any sin, any wrongdoing this month, similarly, the sin upon that person is also multiplied. Now, let's look at the positive side, the reward is multiplied. So, if you get, there'll be special times. For example, if you were to gain some extra money at some time, you'll say that's a special time.
Okay.
This is a reward which is gained. And whenever you perform an act, your reward is, you know, it's increased, maximized. You know, so much reward you gain. This is what makes this month special. And from amongst the rest, even more special. This is one aspect.
Okay.
Another reason as to how this month becomes special is, for example, if warfare was to be going on, battles were to be going on. There's so much bloodshed, you know, barbaric, you know, acts were being performed. Now people are being killed, people are being slaughtered. Unfortunately, whatever the byproduct of war, every time is innocent people dying.
Yeah.
Innocent people being killed. Now as MashaAllah Sasa beautifully mentioned, that even before the coming of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, these 4 months were considered to be sacred. Okay. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also refers to this in the Holy Quran as Nisi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions or refers to this act. Nisi means postponement, to delay something. So what then people would do, the people before the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was they would postpone a sacred month. I'm coming to the second answer for why it's special. Don't worry about that.
Take it, don't worry.
They would postpone the sacred months. For example, if they are in battle and they sense that yes, they are going to be successful in this battle, then they wouldn't, tomorrow's Muharram. And they think, no, we're going to be successful, we're going to postpone Muharram. And we're going to say that Zulhijjah or any other month, because Zulhijjah itself is a sacred month. If you were in the month of Shawwal, they would postpone the month of Shawwal before the next month. The reason being is because this month was considered sacred by both Muslims and non-Muslims. As to why that is, we'll come to that later on, inshallah.
Okay.
But now coming to your question, how is this special? It's special for those people who are struggling, those people who are in difficulty, those people who have been killed, those people who are being harmed. For them, it is very special because it is a chance of survival. Because after all this battle, after all of this bloodshed, then subhanAllah, imagine how relieved they must feel when this month enters and they're given that chance of relief. This itself makes this month special also.
Obviously, we've called this silsala the saviors of Islam. And we've called it a Muharram transmission. So there'll be people out there saying, okay, you're talking about months. But what's this at the bottom of the screen, saviors of Islam? What's that got to do with this month?
Allah.
If you can like enlighten us with regards, why did the, you know, the team here call this silsila the saviors of Islam?
Yeah, so that requires like a volume on its own, doesn't it? You know, the tenth of Muharram, and the day we refer to as Ashura, the events that transpired on that day, and you know, the sacrifices of Sayyiduna Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala, not just him and his family as well. And it's interesting how, you know, the Islamic year, the last month of the Islamic year, is the main lesson is the epic example of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam slaughtering, or, you know, willing to slaughter his son. It's about sacrifice, and as soon as our year starts as well, it's about sacrifice, it's about, you know, endurance and patience and forbearance and tolerance. And this specifically, I mean, I'm sure that in the coming days, the details of the events, but how to defend Islam and defend the Sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and defend the Ummah from being led by a tyrant. Imam Hussein stood up against a tyrant, refused to, you know, surrender to him, and his family refused to surrender to him. So how they defended Islam, and they were the saviors of Islam on that particular day. So hence the reason for why this insular, this episode has been called.
But so Rabbi, with regards to, obviously we were talking here about the events that took place on the 10th, and we're saying that it's a special month. Did any other events take place during this particular month?
Yeah, it's recorded that there's many events that took place on this actual day.
On that actual day?
On the actual 10th.
Oh, so not just throughout the month, but actually on that specific day?
On the 10th of Muharram, okay, which is known as the day of Ashura.
Ashura.
There's many events that have been recorded, and I've got approximately 25.
Allahu Akbar.
In different narrations, there's different amounts, but I've got approximately 25 noted here.
SubhanAllah.
The 10th of Muharram, day of Ashura, the repentance of Sayyidina Adam, Allah Nabina alayhi salatu was salam, was acknowledged on the 10th of Muharram. Then it goes on this day, Adam alayhi salam was born. In another narration, which I've not got noted here, it actually mentions about Mother Hawa radhiyallahu ta'ala anha also being born on the same day. then it mentions that on this particular day, the 10th of Muharram al-Haram, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam also entered heaven.
Allahu Akbar.
It mentions that the Arsh, the divine throne, So the Arsh, the Kursi, the Divine Throne, the sky, the earth, the sun, the moon, the stars, and the heaven were all created upon the same day. It further goes on and mentions that Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam was also born upon this same day, on the 10th of Muharram. This particular day, on the 10th, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam were also saved from the fire. Which is
a topic in itself. You know, just briefly mentioning this happened.
Each one of them is an event in itself, and it's a whole sizzle in itself, really.
The viewers must be thinking, you know, what exactly happened? Maybe, inshallah.
No, inshallah, we'll enlighten some of the. I mean, some of these events, like the Hazrat Ibrahim al-Islam and the fire, people won't know, you know, what happened with Hazrat Ibrahim al-Islam and a fire, inshallah, if we can. Enlighten us a little bit more with regards to these events. Please carry on.
On the same day, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam were also born.
Allah.
On this particular day, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam were also raised up to the skies.
Allah.
Further goes on to say that Hazrat Sayyidina Nuh ala Nabi alayhi salam's ark was also parked upon the Mount Judi. It further goes on and mentions that Hazrat Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam was bestowed with a great kingdom on this particular day. On the same day, Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam were brought out of the stomach of the whale, which is another event in itself. It further goes and says that on this day, Hazrat Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam eyesight began to restore, which is another Quranic event in itself. On this same day, Hazrat Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam were taken out of the deep well, by the brothers, which is another event in itself. On this day, Sayyidina Ayub alayhi salam were relieved of their affliction. On this same day, 10th of Muharram, the rain actually descended from the sky for the very first time.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
Allahu Akbar.
And it mentions that the fast of this day was common throughout all the other ummahs. And before the month of Ramadan actually came about, it became farz upon the Muslims to fast on this particular day, the 10th of Muharram.
SubhanAllah.
And then finally, it finishes on this particular day, the great grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Imam Hussein radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, along with their sons and companions, were brutally martyred in the plains of Karbala upon this same day, where they were starved for 3 consecutive days.
I think the one that I was coming to my mind was, correct me if I'm wrong, obviously I'm sitting amongst scholars, the splitting of the sea at Hazrat Musa alayhi salam.
That is also.
And it's because of that, to my understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, is that was the understanding of the people when they came to Medina, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw the people there fasting.
Jee, that's exactly how it's mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We'll be speaking about Ashura a little later. But inshallah, we've gone to it.
It's good that we've gone straight into it. It's answered everything.
So what I'm saying is that the splitting of the sea was obviously a significant event amongst the people that were in Medina at that time.
Yeah.
And so when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, he asked them, and you can carry on.
It is being stated, there's a few ahadith, one which is mentioned in front of me, that قَالَ إِنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهُ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ وَسَلَمْ قَدِبَ الْمَدِينَةِ. That the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had approached and arrived in the beautiful and great city of Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara. فَوَجَدَ الْيَهُودَ صِيَامًا يَوْمَ عَاشُورَ. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had discovered that the people of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the people of the Torah, that they were fasting on this day. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was intrigued, and if you follow, it states that فَقَالَ لَهُمْ Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had then said to these people, the people of Hazrat Musa alaihi salatu wasalam, مَا هَذَا, that what is this اليوم الذي تصومونه, that what is this day? Why, what's so special about this day? Why is it that on this day you are fasting? He's asking them, why is it you are fasting on this day? And they say قَالُوا هذا يوم عظيم. You see, this is a great day. It's a auspicious day, an important one. أنجى الله فيه موسى وقومه. that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had saved on this day Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam and also the people of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. وَغَرَّقَ فِرْعُونَ وَقَوْمَهُ. And similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had drowned Fir'aun and his people on this very same day. فَصَوْمَهُ مُوسَى شُكْرًا. So Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, one of the greatest prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it has been stated that he fasted on this day. What was the reason for this fast? Out of shukran, to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One brilliant thing we learn from this hadith is that whenever you wish to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, all of these events which we have heard about, all of these events we have heard about, we too are to be thankful as we listen to the hadith. But similarly, whenever there's anything good goes on in our life, whenever something happens in our life, yes, we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one method of thanking is to fast. So try to fast every Monday, as one it was the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when the Prophet was asked, the Prophet also fasted on the Monday. This was out of thankfulness, to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, if we wish to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should also try to fast. Now continuing with the hadith, so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asks the people of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, the people of the Torah of that time, why is it you fast? They replied, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved Hazrat Musa alayhi salam from Fir'aun. So Hazrat Musa alayhi salam fasted. For this reason, we, فَنَحْنُ نَصُومُهُ. That for this reason, because Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, who was a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who was their prophet, because Hazrat Musa alayhi salam fasted, they said, فَنَحْنُ نَصُومُهُ. That we also shall fast during this day. And then, فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam states, فَنَحْنُ أَحَقُّ وَأَوْلَى بِمُوسَى مِنْكُمْ. That we as Muslims are closer and have more of a right over Hazrat Musa alayhi salam than even you people do. Why? Because those people during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who claimed to be followers of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, they were not correct followers of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. Reason being is when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was to come, then they had to follow the next prophet. And they did not do this. Whereas we believe that yes, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam is a prophet. Yes, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam is a prophet. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is the last and final prophet. So we believed them to be true prophets. They believed them to be true prophets. But they did not act upon the Sharia of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states that we have more of a right over Hazrat Musa alayhi salam than even you people who claim to be following Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. And then it is mentioned, فَصَامَهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, that the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم had fasted this day, and not only did he fast this day, but وَأَمَرَ بِسِيَامِهِ, he also ordered the rest of the Muslims to fast. Allah, and this is the way the Maulana Tasawwur Sahib has stated, that this was the reason where fasting on Ashura at one time was necessary for the Muslims, up until the Ramadan, we were granted the blessed month of Ramadan.
MashaAllah. A lot of information. I've taken in quite a lot of it, and I've learned a lot so far. And there's a lot of questions regarding the events that Tasawwur Bhai has mentioned on that particular day. But I think what we'll do, we'll just take a small refreshing break, and we'll listen to Aklam, inshallah, and it'll lift us up, and inshallah then we can start
just
again.
Before we start the Kalam, Madni Pearls of Blessings, a beautiful book which Amir al-Sunnat have wrote. If a local Maktabatul Madina in your locality, you can purchase this from there, or you can also download it from the website.
So these events are mentioned there?
Dawoodislami.net, and these events are actually mentioned in
SubhanAllah.
In Madni Pearls of Blessings.
We should have added the book here really, but inshallah we'll get one. رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله يا شهيد كربلا فرياد ہے يا شهيد كربلا فرياد ہے Fatima Faya Subhanallah. Regarding the events that actually happened on the 10th, obviously many Muslims will be aware of the events or have some sort of knowledge with regard to events that took place on the plains of Karbala, but I think it was quite an eye-opener for a lot of people, Ustaz Sahab, regarding the events that you mentioned. And I think you mentioned, if you can just mention again the book for our viewers so that they can try and get that copy as well.
Yeah, Madani Treasure of Blessings. In the Urdu version, Madani Panch Surah.
Okay.
As he mentions regarding the sacred month, and within that it's mentioning about the events of Muharram al-Haram, and also covering the Ashura events in that as well.
So, Absa, you mentioned that at the beginning that this month is a month of blessings, this month is a month. So, is it... So, what should... How should we live this month? What should we occupy ourselves with this month? How should we change our routine? In the way that we change our routine during the month of Ramadan, is there anything that we should be doing during this month to take full benefit from it?
Subhanallah. Okay, we're just talking about the month Muharram al-Haram, and it mentions that this month holds great virtue and blessings. Teaches us some very important lessons which will go on further, patience, sacrifice, etc., which we've touched a little bit upon as well. Now, it mentions that fast, carrying out fasts and making extra effort of worship in this blessed month holds great excellences. And I'll just mention that a hadith where Sayyidina Abu Hurairah narrate that the best of mankind, the coolness of our heart and mind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, stated that after Ramadan Sharif, the fast of Muharram are more superior.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. And this is mentioned in Sahih Muslim Sharif. And another hadith which is mentioned in Mujam al-Saghir, that the Immaculate Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, stated that each day of fasting in Muharram is equivalent to a full month of fasting.
Allahu,
so each day is equivalent to a month.
Subhanallah.
So why?
Why not?
Should you not fast? And it mentions that this is actually particularly for the night of Ashura, and it mentions that read 4 rakat, 4 units of salah, and after Surah Fatiha in each rakat, recite Ayatul Kursi once and Surah Ikhlas Qul Huwallahu Ahad 3 times. And once you've completed this, these 4 units, recite Surah Ikhlas 100 times. And the blessings of this, or the reward, should I say, that person is purified from his sins, and he attains countless blessings in paradise.
Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, this is just one of the blessings of the Nafil Ibadah during this month, and I think it's specifically on the 9th.
This is on the 9th.
And you're saying it's after Maghrib, or is there any specific time? Can you do during the day?
No, this is actually on the night of Ashura.
On the day?
So, on the night
okay, on
of
the night.
Ashura.
Assalamu alaikum, viewers of Madani Channel, mashallah. You've heard some of the blessings of the month of Muharram, and some of the blessings of reading a certain Nafil prayers, insha'Allah, on the 9th. And insha'Allah, Ustaz is going to give us some of the other blessings during this month. He's also mentioned the fast of fasting during this particular month, that the reward is such that if you fast once, you get the reward of 1 month. SubhanAllah.
Another hadith, if you allow me to...
MashaAllah, marhaba.
The beloved and blessed Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This hadith is narrated by Ibn Umar, radiallahu alayhi wa sallam, who states that Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, says that, Man sama yawm al-zina, that he who fasts on the day of zina, zina itself means adornment. He who fasts on the day of zina, adraka ma fatahu min siyami sana. He not only achieves the reward of that individual day, the day of zina, but he also attains the reward of all those sunnah fasts which he had missed throughout the whole year, throughout the entire year. Now, what he refers to by Yom Zina is in fact the Yom Ashura, meaning the 10th of Muharram.
MashaAllah.
Now, just to present another hadith regarding the fasting and the fasting of the month of Muharram, specifically the Ashura day. It's a hadith from Sahih Bukhari Sharif, and it mentions that Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhu, state that that I never saw the Holy Prophet ﷺ so enthusiastic of observing fast and highlighting excellence to any day as much as that they would do to this particular day of Ashura and the month of Ramadan.
You know, something extra that we should actually be doing on that day with regards to the family and everything, and gathering the family, and things that we should be doing on that day.
The Holy Prophet of Allah ﷺ, he encouraged, he urged the companions alayhim ridwan to avoid and abstain from sins on the day of Ashura, and for them to ahd ki tajdeed, for to revive or renew, you know, their promise, their oath with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the oath of obedience. And the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam used to, on the day of Ashura, said that it's a day of repentance. Whoever repents to Allah on the day of Ashura, then Allah Ta'ala will definitely forgive him, because this is the day in which Allah Ta'ala has accepted the repentance of certain people in the past, and certain nations in the past. So Allah will accept your repentance as well. So be hopeful. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said, be hopeful of your maghfirat being accepted. So tawbah is, as well as the fasting, there's tawbah as well.
Can you mention the some madani pearls with regarding to tawbah? Because you know, what are the conditions of tawbah? You know, if someone wants to repent, and there's a lot of people out there that have obviously made mistakes in their life, are there any preconditions of tawbah, or do I just say, Ya Allah, please forgive me?
So tawbah, definitely tawbah is a great blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, you know, gifted upon us. I mean, I was just reading today that in the time of, you know, the Shariat of Musa alayhi salam was a lot more stricter. You know, if someone committed a sin, you know, they would have to, like, you know, the tawbah wasn't just as easy as it is. But anyway, the one hadith says that Ashabu Ta'ibu Habibullah, a young repenter is the beloved of Allah Ta'ala. And like you said, you know, we all commit, you know, errors. The Holy Prophet alayhi salam said, Kullu ibn Adam khatta'un wa khairul khatta'in at-ta'ibun. All people commit errors, all people commit sins, but the best sinners are the repenters. And Allah Ta'ala states in the Quran, indeed Allah loves those who repent clearly. So three conditions basically are stated for repentance. There's one thing which is the core of repentance, one which is the mugs, that is shame. Another tawbah. So one, if you would say what is the main, the essence of tawbah, we would say shame, regretting, feeling guilty, feeling like, you know, sorry for what you've done.
Remorseful, yeah.
Remorseful. And if we were to sort of open that up a bit, we could say there's three conditions. One is to regret doing it in the past. The second one would be to stop doing it, to actually terminate the sin. And the third one would be to make a solid resolution to avoid the sin in the future.
In the future.
So regretting in the past, stopping in the present, and resolving to avoid in the future. We can say there's a fourth extra condition, that's if the sin is related to something that you can make up for, like namaz, you can do qaza for it, then you'd have to do qaza. If it's related to violating the right of another individual, taking their money or offending them, then apologizing and giving them back what they deserve would be an extra condition as well.
Ya Allah, I pray that we all have the ability to sincerely repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, not only on the 10th of Muharram, but every single day of our lives. Amir Sunnat, in the Madani Inamat card, one of the methods of Tawbah that he mentions there is redoing two rakat Salatul Tawbah every day. So I think it's a benefit if all of us make an intention to try and act upon the Madani Inamat, inshallah, and you'll see a change as well. So with regards to the Tawbah, you mentioned that it's repenting is significant on that particular day, yeah? What about, you also mentioned something regarding the end of the day when you're breaking the fast, or with the family gathering, about, you mentioned something about that, and I think I'd like to share that with the viewers as well.
So as well as the fasting, and then you've got the repentance, and then you've got spending, and being generous on your family. You know, there's the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the words of man wasa'a ala iyalihi, he who is wus'at, who does wus'at, who spends generously on his family. The words in Murshid's Amir Ahl Sunnat Madani Pan Surah, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that anyone who on the day of Ashura on his children and his wife, he expands his dastarkhan, khane peene mein khub zyada farahi aur kushadgi kare, yani zyada khana taiyar karke khub pet bhar ke khilaye. Feed your family, treat them, you know, feed them pet bhar ke, you know, till their stomach is full. Allah Ta'ala, the reward of that, the reward of being generous on your family, your own family, you know, feeding your own family is sadaqah even on a normal day. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that. for you, for a husband to lift a morsel of food to his wife's mouth is an act of reward as well. One riwayat mentions a glass of water as well. If done to, you know, because of to fulfill the command of Allah, Allah Ta'ala has commanded us to be kind and generous to our partners. With that intention, even giving a glass of water is sawab. But specifically on the day of Ashura, he who is generous and fills their stomachs, the reward, what is reward? Allah Ta'ala will create wus'at and khair and barakat and, you know, expand his sustenance and his livelihood, his risk for the entire year. So it's a great thing, you know, we're all after barakat in our sustenance, and, you know, we're complaining about financial problems and, you know, so forth and whatever. So wazifa for the 10th, not just for the 10th, but the whole month, especially that day.
Subhanallah.
Being generous with
being
the family.
Generous with your own family.
Your own family.
Allah.
So we see a lot of people usually complaining that we're not blessings in our life, spiritual kills. It mentions the hadith which Usar Rashid Sahib just mentioned, that assistance is increased and provisions increased for that person for the whole year. Hakimul Ummad Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan, Ali Rahmatul Rahman, mentioned regarding this that person who fasts on the 9th and the 10th of Muharram, this holds tremendous reward. And it says, don't just prepare that little bit or that norm that you do for opening the fast for that iftari. Go that little bit extra. Prepare some extra food and feed your family. And inshallah, your household will reap blessings throughout the whole year. And I just like to touch up on that. This is a norm that a lot of the Ashikani Rasul throughout the globe actually prepare something which is a norm, which is known as kichra, and they actually perform a fatiha for Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala on this.
How do you define kichra?
It's
I know you eat it every year.
It's a curry which consists of meat and lentils, and it's I think your local stores a lot have a.
Basically, the reason being is that it's a combination of the main staple diet, which is your feed, meat. It's a combination of the lentils, and I think it has the barley in it as well. Yeah. So it's a combination of all the staple diet, all in one specific dish. And I think why a lot of people, my understanding, and the scholars will correct it, is my understanding is that they make this particular dish because it contains all of these particular, the staple diet, basically. So it's like one dish for all, basically.
Thanking Allah Ta'ala for all of this.
Thanking that you've been, that you've blessed with meat, you're blessed with lentils, you're blessed with all of these ingredients that you can make this dish. And at the same time, I think it's an opportunity for us to reflect that there'll be people around the world that aren't able to make that sort of a dish, aren't able to have that sort of a food. And so it's an opportunity for us to do shukr, thankful, be thankful in the court of Allah, as if that Allah's blessed us that we are able to, as you say, expand our dastakhan, expand our food, expand the food that we serve to our family on that day. And a lot of people that are watching here in the UK can obviously do that, but at the same time, there'll be a lot of our Muslim brothers and sisters around the world that would like to be able to do that, but unfortunately are not in a position to do that. So I think it's a time to reflect as well, and a time to think, a time to do shukr, and a time to think about the people that are not as fortunate as we are, and try and obviously to remember them and assist them if we can.
I think it's that thankfulness, and it's the thought. If whoever is acting upon this does it to his ability, to his capability, and inshallah he'll be rewarded, because the actual reward is from Allah. You mentioned about giving some other spiritual cures regarding something else. A lot of people complaining regarding different illnesses, and it mentions that on the actual 10th of Muharram, that individual who takes a shower, takes a bath on that particular day, that he will be safeguarded from all illnesses throughout the year. And it further states that in all the waters of the world, Zamzam Sharif is mixed into all the waters of the world.
Madhini, you can say something about the Zamzam?
The same thing, but Khalid, I mean, I'm glad you touched on the poor, you know, feeding the poor and helping the poor. I think Mr. Shabazz wanted to say something about the miskins and the yatims. That's just another, as well as the tawbah and the fasting and feeding your own family. But definitely the fuqaha have mentioned
Masakeen,
you know, yateems, and you know, we should never forget, whatever you talk about feeding, we should never forget about the poor people.
SubhanAllah. MashaAllah, we've been speaking about fasting on the 10th day. Now, we need to understand is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would always fast on the 10th of Muharram, as we've already established. But I did come across a hadith today stating that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was questioned by the companions that why is it that we fast on the 10th when this is the time where the people, other people of the books, they also fast on this day. So then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if I am to remain upon this earth the following year, then I shall also fast on the 9th. Meaning the Prophet ﷺ had also made the intention to not only fast on the 10th but also on the 9th. Another is we touched the topic of Tawbah. No doubt the topic of Tawbah is vast. There's so much to say about Tawbah. But one great thing about Tawbah, MashaAllah, mentioned a hadith, Kullu ibn Adam khata'un, that all of the children of Adam alayhi salam are sinners. Meaning everybody other than prophets and messengers who are free from sins. But everybody is a sinner. وَخَيْرُ خَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ But the best amongst the sinners are those who repent. Now similarly the Prophet ﷺ states أَتَّائِبُ مِنَ الذَّنْبِ كَمَنْ لَا ذَنْبَ لَهُ This was what I was trying to get across. That my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madini channel, the Prophet ﷺ states, you know, we mentioned, Sasa was stating about the Qawm, the people of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, where their repentance wasn't as easy as ours is. They would sometimes have to cut off a full limb due to an action they had incurred from that limb itself. But the Prophet ﷺ, for the Ummah of the Prophet ﷺ, he states that At-ta'ibu min al-dhambi, that individual who repents from his sins, كَمَنْ لَا ذَنْبَ لَهُ He's like such an individual who has no sins. Really, it's such a beautiful hadith. And that's the reason I went back to the topic. That Madhi Islamic brothers and viewers of Madhini channel, we have this opportunity. Alhamdulillah, you know, we've been blessed to watch Madhini channel. Now we must understand that yes, we've come to watch it, but why are we watching it? It's because we want some sort of revolution in our lives. We want to bring about some sort of change. But the first aspect, the first step to changing is to understand our sins, to feel remorseful for our sins, and to promise never to perform those sins again. So this is something which is imperative, especially for this month.
Dear Islamic viewers, you're watching the special Muharram transmission series of Islam. The clock is against us, mashallah. The scholars are with us. They have many, many Madhini pearls to give us. However, we've run out of time, inshallah. We'll be back. Keep watching Madhini channel. Sallu ala al-Habib.
Sallallahu ta'ala ala
Serious of Islam. Serious of Islam. Saviors of Islam.